Former Singapore Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew died early Monday. He was 91 years old. Mr. Lee was Singapore's leader from 1959 until 1990. In recent years, he remained a highly influential person in the city-state off the coast of Malaysia. The President of the United States offered his sympathy to the Lee family. President Barack Obama described Lee Kuan Yew as a visionary who built one of the most prosperous countries in the world today. Mr. Obama said the former leader was a true giant of history who will be remembered for generations to come as the father of modern Singapore and as one of the great strategists of Asian affairs. Chinese President Xi Jinping praised Mr. Lee as an old friend of the Chinese people, who was respected by the international community as a strategist and a statesman. Harry Lee Kuan Yew was a fourth-generation Singaporean. His ancestors moved there from China's Guangdong province in the 1860s. Mr. Lee was a survivor of the Japanese occupation of Singapore during World War II. After the war, he studied economics in London and received a law degree from Cambridge University. His political life began in 1954 with the formation of the People's Action Party, also known as the PAP. The group represented a coalition of middle-class parties and trade unionists. In 1955, Lee Kuan Yew was the opposition in the legislature. But disagreements with the PAP led to arrests of pro-communist members 2 years later. The PAP won elections in 1959. With Mr. Lee becoming Singapore's first prime minister. He held the position until 1990, when he became a senior minister. Political scientist Carl Thayer is with the University of New South Wales in Australia. He says the appointment of Lee Kuan Yew was important to Singapore's future.
The story of modern-day Singapore can't be told without reference to Lee Kuan Yew. He took the country from colonial rule to independence. He fended off challenges by the socialist left, and then he dominated politics.
One of Mr. Lee's early goals was to form a federation of Malaysia, bringing together Singapore, Malaya, Sabah, and Sarawak. But he had differences with the leader of Peninsular Malaysia, Tunku Abdul Rahman. Historians say Mr. Lee disagreed with Mr. Abdul Rahman's support for local Malays over the area's ethnic Chinese. The Chinese and Muslims clashed in 1964 and again in 1965. After the unrest, Mr. Abdul Rahman called for the separation of Malaysia from Singapore. At the age of 42, Lee Kuan Yew became the leader of the city-state. He began working in support of Singapore's most valuable resource, its people. Foreign investment followed. With economic growth of nearly 10% for many years, Singapore helped define economic development for Asian tigers, such as Hong Kong, Taiwan, and South Korea. Michael Barr is a political scientist at Flinders University in South Australia. He says that as Singapore industrialized, it rose as a modern city-state. Singapore became a center for transportation, oil refining, and finance. It developed a world-famous national airline. It also was the world's busiest seaport until recently, when Shanghai was recognized as the busiest. Michael Barr says Mr. Li also brought together administrators to shape Singapore's future.
He brought serious political leadership and political nous to what was a group of strong-minded and imaginative men and competent administrators. And without his political leadership, that they would not have been able to establish the political hegemony that they have been able to.
Some critics use the word authoritarianism to describe Lee Kuan Yew's actions and position toward his opponents. The government used the Internal Security Act to detain opposing politicians, activists, and trade unionists. In 1963, the government arrested 100 people, including Saeed Zahari, a newspaper editor who was held for 17 years without trial. In 1987, the government detained 22 Roman Catholic Church officials, social activists, and professionals. The government accused them of a left-wing conspiracy. When local and foreign media criticized the action, Lee Kuan Yew brought a case against the media in Singapore's courts. Whoever governs Singapore must have that iron in him or give it up. This is not a game of cards. This is your life and mine, he said. I've spent my whole life in building this, and as long as I am in charge, nobody's going to knock it down. Singapore remains a country where the government exercises tight controls over free speech. In 2014, Reporters Without Borders rated Singapore among the lowest countries in Southeast Asia for press freedoms, behind Myanmar, Cambodia, Thailand, and Indonesia. I'm Mario Ritter. Words in this story: sympathy, noun, a sharing of feelings or emotions with another person, usually feelings of sadness. Generation, noun, a group of individuals born and living about the same time. Coalition, noun, forces, groups, nations joined together. What do you think of this story? Write us in the comment section.